Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Okay, fresh out of the Havelock Hotel, looking a million bucks. Richard Pascoe, nice to see you. Good afternoon.
Nice to be back in the studio. I had a bit of a stressful week.
Why?
Oh, I had to renew my membership to Port Adelaide. I decided to slide that in for the last grab of the year. So yeah.
Okay, like to cut his microphone up, but he likes to slip it in. Hey, a couple of good ones here. Denise at Mobilong. Richard, with so many of us now working from home, should your designated workplace, and she said this could well be the future, be free of other electronic equipment, television gear and speakers and CDs and photographic equipment and all the rest of it? All of this equipment, could it indeed reduce interference and slow down your computer at all?
It depends what you've got in there at the time. So a lot of home offices on their Mobilong, I hope it's not the prison.
I hadn't thought of that.
You know, as well, so if you've got a lot of things in your office, like, you know, that they can interfere. The thing that I'm finding is a lot of people still got those really old power boards in there that they paid $5 for at a hardware shop, have gone brown over the years, don't work very well now, and they can cause interference with your electronic instruments.
Really?
So I always say to people, you've got to kind of like swap those over every once in a while as well. And a lot of times, why are you plugging, let's say, $1,000, $2,000 or more computer into a power board? Plug it into the wall. Run it straight off the wall, because some of those power boards don't supply the kind of electric current we need to go along and make sure that it runs properly all the time.
All right, okay. Denise, in jail over at Mobilong, there's the answer to that one. Let's go to Hope Valley, and Lee from there has given us a ring. Lee, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, guys. This is maybe an odd question.
There are no odd questions, Lee. It's okay.
Okay. If I decide to put my photos in the cloud, now I'm getting to an age where I'm, you know, a senior teenager.
Right.
And if I happen to die, how would my family be able to retrieve those photos out of the cloud?
This is a really good question, Lee, and I'm glad you brought it up. So what people should do is, and I would probably get a message from somebody once a month saying that somebody in my family has died. We need to get into their phone, into their account to go along and retrieve all the photos. And it's a very hard, complicated thing to do. And a lot of cases, you can't get back in there. So it's about people having what's, you know, it's probably like a digital will on there.
Okay.
So you go along, and if something was to happen to you, you might go along and say, you know, I will appoint Pilco to make sure that he knows how to get into my phone. He knows the passwords on there. Okay. You might never give him access, but it's only if something happens to you.
Okay, I've got it. Well, I haven't got the cloud for photos. I've been a little bit reluctant to do it. But this is just another quick question.
Yeah.
Now, I have an XS Max and an iPad Pro, and when I take a photo with one or the other, it's not syncing those photos with the devices.
Right, so what you need to do is you need to go into the settings on iCloud on both of them, then make sure that photos are on both of them as well.
Yeah.
Then you open up the pictures folder on there. Make sure you're connected to Wi-Fi at the time. And you kind of like pull the screen up, do kind of a bit of a refresh, and it says, well, I might have 10 photos to make sure that they need to go from the iPad to the iPhone or the iPhone to the iPad. But once they're all connected through iCloud, you'll find they will sync under Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
but then,
I mean, say I've got about probably 3,000 or 4,000 photos.
Yeah.
So that means I would have to then put them into the cloud and pay maybe, what is it, about $1.49 a month or something?
That's cheaply, just to guarantee you don't lose anything.
Right. And is that the only way that I'll get them to actually sync together?
It would be the only way to get them to sync. There are other ways, but that's the simplest way. It's a set-and-forget way to do it, Lee. And I think for $1.49 a month for all the photos that you've got, it's good insurance.
Jeez, a lot of photos, Lee. Good luck with all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you say it's a lot of photos, Pilco, but I had somebody during the week, 400-odd thousand.
Get photos?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yep.
It's 11 minutes past two. No, I never cease to be amazed. To Broadview this time around, and Michael from there. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tony and Richard. How are you?
Good, Michael.
Richard, I'm a bit of a troglodyte. My TV remote stopped working, so I went up to JB Hi-Fi and bought another one.
Yep.
Thinking you just press a button and away you go.
But, not all the time, alas, Michael, but yes.
You've got to connect it to a computer.
Yep.
And I read the fine print. Bit odd for me, but it talks about Windows 10. Now, I don't have a Windows 10. And someone's told me that, oh, look, that's going to cost you $100 and more to get that. And someone else has told me, oh, no, that's free.
What are you, are you on Windows 7 or 8 at the moment, Michael?
Windows 7.
You can still upgrade to Windows 10 for free. There's a link on my website, Michael. So if you do a quick Google search on my website for Windows 7, you'll find the post up there that I wrote with a link back to the Microsoft page, and it will explain to you about what the things to look for before you upgrade to Windows 10.
All right. And the website address again?
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au.
Simple as that, Michael. The problem will be solved. Let's go to Underdale and Rhonda from there. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Rhonda.
Richard, hi. I've got a question. We have an old laptop. My husband decided he wanted to write his memoirs, so we got this old laptop out, and it fired up straight away, no problems. But the only screen that comes up is it's a Windows XP.
It's old enough to vote, Rhonda.
But he can't remember his password, so he can't get past the first page.
If you give, we're going to put you back to Josh, who'll give you my number. I can come out and fix that for you, Rhonda, all being well.
Oh, right. So does it take much to fix it?
It depends once I see the laptop.
Right.
All right?
Okay, not a problem. Thank you, Richard.
We'll put you back to Josh. He'll get the details, Rhonda. Good luck with all of that. To Athelston and Manuel from there. Hello, Manuel.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Manuel.
I've got Windows 8.1.
Yep.
Right, I've got a Microsoft.
I would go to Windows 10 as well, Manuel.
Yeah.
All right.
I would like to at the moment, and I'd like to get you to come out to my place anyway, but I'll rung you up this morning waiting for your phone call.
Sorry, mate, I've been appointments all morning, but let's move on. Yep.
I've got a digital editing program for my photos, which is a Microsoft Digital Image 2006. When I edit my photos.
2006.
Yeah. It's been working really good, and my wife's got it on her Windows 10. It still works okay.
Yep.
But on mine, when I edit my photos, it comes up with denied access on C drive.
If you right-click, this is getting a bit techie now, so if you right-click on the .exe file for it, you're going to have to do some digging around to find it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently something to do with the administrator.
That's right. So you're going to have to go along and say, I want to run this as an administrator.
Oh, right. Okay. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Okay, we'll return your phone call. It's my job after I leave today, all right?
It's a quarter past two. You've got a question for Richard. Here's the opportunity. Give us a ring right now, 8223-0000 at a quarter past.
Can you fix the shower?
Yes, we can.
Can you fix the power?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, is what we say at Service Today.
Every time you see our bright yellow trucks in your area, we're helping out your neighbours. We can help you too. So for the best plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling work, call Service Today 24/7.
Can you fix the shower?
Yes, we can.
Can you fix the power?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, is what we say at Service Today.
Just call 1-300-SERVICE.
If you need a window, not just anything will do. Just call Statesman Windows. Back to redirect to you.
Nobody beats Statesman Windows, not on quality and certainly not on service. Windows, sliding doors, bifolds and more. Made right here in Adelaide. Factory direct to you. For windows when and where you want them, call Statesman Windows. States.com.au.
Windows when and where you want them.
Windows when and where you want them.
It's 16 minutes past two, Eva, up at lovely Mount Barker. We'll get to you in a moment or so with the call for Richard. Right now, the boys from Toop and Toop are in the Interactive Lounge. You'd like to give them a ring. Anything at all to do with real estate. You want to rent a property. You'd like to buy a property. You're thinking of selling a property. You simply want just a bit of a chat about real estate and how it's going and how your property is travelling. Give the boys a ring. They're in the lounge. Absolutely free advice. That's Bronte Manuel. Bronte is in charge of residential sales. And Thomas Crawford is one of the sales partners with Toop and Toop. The boys are there. It's expert advice. It's all given confidentially, and it's available right now to you on 8366 0826. 8366 0826. That's the number of the Interactive Lounge if it's any advice you're looking for regarding real estate.
Here at 5AA, we're all about supporting local.
Midweek rules in the West. Hit the Henley Beach Hotel for dinner every Wednesday with amazing $15 rump, and every Thursday for dinner, head to the Ramsgate for a palmy, just $15.
Jane pops into ACH Group to have a cuppa and a chat with dementia expert, Teresa.
Teresa, if you are diagnosed with dementia, how can ACH Group help you plan for the future?
The problem is, Jane, people often leave it too late. So my key message would be to actually get some help early on in the equation. And ACH Group have actually got a number of services. We've got our Planning Ahead advisory service. We've got our Brain Health advisory service. And we have our Dementia advisory service. We also recently launched our new Memory Rehab advisory service as well. And that really assists people fairly early on in the equation to live well with a diagnosis of dementia, focusing on maintaining their independence and maintaining their social engagement and activity and their cognitive health.
To find out more about ACH Group's dementia support and services, visit achgroup.org.au.
1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Tony Pilkington.
And we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. He is simply available, theadelaidetechguy.com.au. Mate, you've got a story. Before we get to Eva at Mount Barker, Ted's at Craigmore, and Nicola is at Normanville. A lady who lost $9,000 this week. What's that about?
She let somebody log on to her computer.
Yeah. A friend, a family?
No. Somebody who just, she had a pop-up appear that said, please dial this number. So she ended up dialing this number.
Yeah.
They said, you know, they tried to explain that you've got a problem with your computer. And we know everybody out there should never, ever be doing this. If that ever happens, you turn the computer off. By hook or by crook, turn it off. But she listened to them, let them log onto the computer.
Oh, no.
Then what they did was they said, well, we're going to flick you $92. Onto your account. So she said, well, that's, you know, for the trouble that you've been through. So she...
Why? But shouldn't that have raised an alarm?
Speaking of the converted here, so, you know, $92. Yeah. And they said, oh, it should have been more. So what we need to do is you can help transfer it back. And they had control of a keyboard, and $9,200 went straight back to them.
No.
And then that was kind of like the end of the call. And she got a... Notice the bank.
And there's no way she'll be able to recover the money?
The bank are trying to get the money back for her now. But it's a lesson. You don't let anybody you don't know log on to your computer. Be very, very careful.
And this lady at the moment, I mean, Christmas 3 weeks away.
That's right.
And she's $9,000.
Yep, tried to get her to come onto the show, but she's very self-conscious and doesn't want to appear.
Okay. Yeah. Up at Mount Barker, Eva from there is on the line for you. Hello, Eva.
Hello. Richard. Is that Richard?
Yes, it is. Far away, Eva.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I just have a little problem. I have lots of photos on my phone, lots and lots. But without sitting on a computer downloading one at a time, because it's such a time-consuming.
Right.
How can I go about it? Because I want to take them into the photo place so that I can choose out.
What phone have you got, Eva?
iPhone.
You've got an iPhone. If you take your iPhone into a Harvey Norman store, then you can just pick from the photos that are on your phone. You don't have to download them.
Because I wanted to clear them all off the phone and then put them either on a stick somewhere or
So what you can do then, Eva, is it Windows 10 on your computer?
Windows 10.
Yep. So if you plug your phone into the computer.
Yeah.
Open up the Photos app. There is an import function up in the top right-hand corner. And then it will go through your phone. It will allow you to import all your photos.
Okay.
All right.
Without sitting there. Does that overnight or?
It could all be done in half an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right there, right. Eva. Nearly made your day. Craigmore and Ted from Craigmore's on the line for you. Richard, hello, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, gentlemen. Afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm looking at building a house up in the Adelaide Hills.
All right.
And I've spoken to a few builders, and the builders are talking about using TrueCore steel as the framing.
Yes.
Just wondering what the impact of that will be with Wi-Fi within the house.
No, you should be fine. It's when we've got, you know, when we've got steel frames right around the outside, or it's like a shed all covered in, it can still go through. You'll be fine.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I had concerns because it's going to have iron colourbond roof as well.
Yep.
And I thought with all the metal in the house, it might have a problem with Wi-Fi.
No, you'd be fine because it's only the frame of the house. If every wall was metal, you'd have a problem, Ted.
To Normanville this time and Nicola from there. Hello, Nicola.
Hi, how are you going?
We're both well, thank you. Your question to Richard?
I've just upgraded my phone to the Samsung Z Flip.
Like, Nick? Wow, Nicola.
And I love it. Great phone.
Right,
But I can't delete my Gmails out of my deleted folder. They just keep coming back.
Have you got a computer, Nicola?
I've got it linked up with my tablet. Samsung tablet.
So what you need to do, you need to change. There's a setting in the settings, Nicola, on your account for Gmail.
Yep.
You've got to change the IMAP setting in there, and then when you delete from the tablet, it should delete from the phone.
So do that on the actual Samsung tablet.
Do that on the tablet first.
Okay, no worries.
You love your flip phone?
I love it. It's fantastic. Yeah.
You're the only one I know who's bought one so far, Nicola, so yes.
I got it in the Black Friday sale.
Just between us, how much did you pay?
Well, I got it through Telstra, and it's normally $19.99
yep.
Over the 24 months, but it was Black Friday sale. They did it for $9.99.
That's a good price.
Really?
Oh, good. And I think that's about where it sits. So, glad you love it, Nicola. That's great.
All righty.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You've done well, Nicola. Bill the Paradise with a question for Richard. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, Bill.
Look, my mum's got a Toshiba satellite laptop.
Yep.
I need to know how she wants to reset it back to factory settings and scrub everything off it and load Windows 10 because it's got Windows 7.
So what you do is you go over to the Microsoft Media Creation Tool for Windows 10. And there is a part you start running that on the on your mum's computer.
Yeah.
And there is a part in there that says, what do you want to keep? And you say, I don't want to keep anything. And it will wipe everything off and just install a brand new copy of Windows 10 on there.
Right. The laptop's only Windows 7 at the
moment. That's fine.
And it's not loading up because it's saying her Windows has expired or something.
So if it says it, well, that means that she's got an issue with a license on there. So you might end up having to pay for a license bill.
All right, then.
All right. But see how that goes first, okay?
Yep. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll go to a Summit and Park. Richard, before we do that, when notifications keep popping up on the when you're browsing the internet, what are they and should you stop them?
Especially in Google Chrome, sometimes you would have gone to a website and it says, we want to send you this all the time. And instead of saying block, people press allow.
And?
I'd urge you to press block all the time that comes up because otherwise down in your bottom right-hand corner, I'm going to put a post up about this next week, you'll see them all the time. It says, we want you to do this or we're trying to sell you that all the time. And sometimes if you've been to a website that's got issues,
right.
It can put up things on there that saying there is an issue with your computer when there is no issue with your computer.
What if your emails stop working on the computer? What should you do? What's the next step?
I always say leave them alone for a start because your internet service provider might be having an issue for a couple of hours on that day. So, have a cup of coffee, have a glass of wine, leave them alone. Don't go in there and start changing settings and things like that.
We're all tempted to do that, aren't we?
We are.
I've got to fix it up straight away.
Yeah, no, leave it. Because if it worked yesterday, it's going to work tomorrow.
Yes.
But when you go in and muck them all up, and, you know, there was a couple of internet service providers, because a couple of people rung me today, have gone along and said, we're not helping you with the internet problem, get a tech person in.
Right, OK, all right. Pat at Somerton Park, a gentleman from down there. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Tony. Richard, I wonder if you could point me in the right direction. I'm legally blind. I have a six-month-old iPad.
Yeah.
Ever since I installed the version 14, there's been problems with it, real problems.
Right.
In fact, it's basically unusable. I've gone into the Apple Care number, which Apple make available for line of vision impaired people. Rung them four times with different operators. They all say it's a software problem and it's to do with voiceover. There are others that have had the same problem too. The problem is, I said there'll be an update out to straighten out the bug, but I've been for 2 months now and my iPad is useless to me.
So it's just voiceover isn't working as well as it should.
That's right. So they said it's definitely a software problem and it's to do with voiceover. They put my issue through to whoever they sent it to, and they said there'll be an update out to straighten it out, but there's no updates that come out.
So you find there's an update coming out. There is an update coming out, and I think you'll see it before Christmas.
Yeah.
According to some of the developer ones that are coming down at the moment, because a few other things need to be fixed on there. It's the first time I've heard of that one.
I don't know where to turn. I don't know who I get in touch with. You go to Adelaide, they'll just say, well, you know, it's an issue with your voiceover, and it's got to be straightened out for the programmers. So,
yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So have you spoken to the RSB?
No, I have not about that, no.
I would give David a ring at the RSB.
Okay.
All right.
Righto. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks.
Yeah, good practical advice. All right. Good luck with that, Pat. Our last caller for the afternoon is at Modbury North, and it's Wayne on the line. Hello, Wayne.
G'day, guys. Richard, I've got a Samsung A20 phone.
Yep.
And the other night I was trying to clear messages, like delete messages.
Right.
And it kept on coming up with IMS stopped working, so I looked up on the internet what to do about that, you know, which you always do. Google never lies.
Well, it does sometimes, Wayne, but yes.
So
he just pulled a face then, Wayne, I've got to tell you.
Yeah. So anyway, it said, you know, sort of go in and check the downloads and all that. Anyway, I went and updated all the downloads and everything.
Right.
And it went okay for, well, the rest of that night.
Yeah.
And now every time I try and do something today, it keeps on coming up with this IMS stop working.
There is a fix for that.
What, get a carrier pigeon?
Yeah, I would. How much stuff have you got on the phone, Wayne?
Very little. I generally only use it for making calls and sending messages. Most of the other stuff I do on my laptop.
You know what, Wayne, what I would do is I'd make sure your stuff's backed up to Google, and I would reset the phone if you haven't got much on there.
Okay, now all I've got on there is basically the new whatever it is to get in the pub. And
that's the important thing, Wayne.
Well, it is, and you know, like, and as I say, you know, if I could get my carrier pigeon back, I'd be really bloody happy, to be honest with you.
No, we can't have that, Wayne. So, yeah, I would basically make sure everything's backed up, Wayne, and I'd reset the phone.
Richard, somebody wants to get in touch with you. The telephone number again is
0419 829 145. If I haven't rung you back from today, that's what I'm about to do in about 20 minutes and call you back.
Online, somebody wants to get in touch with you?
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au. And remember, we do put this segment up on the website every week, so if you want to go back, we've explained a problem on there as well. And I'll put it up, especially for Christmas, there is a new Ask a Question page on there as well. Oh, really? So people can go on, type their question in it, and send it to me. But we like you to ring in. That's the whole point of this program.